Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films from all genres and bring you celebrity interviews every single week.
Very good, Lewis. Short but pointless.
Pizza dude's got 30 seconds.
You want me to yank you out of that seat and shake it out of you?
I don't have it. Screws fall out all the time. The world's an imperfect place.
And now, here is your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD. Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Autry, joined, as always, by my co-host, JD. JD, how are you, man?
I am the ghost in the darkness that makes you go, ooh.
Oh, wrong Batman. Shit.
I am Catwoman. Whoosh.
Or Christopher Walken in a minor role.
You guys are listening to the teaser trailer episode, and there's going to be plenty more Walken as we get going into the 1992 action-adventure movie, Batman Returns. Now, JD, man, it's been a while since we talked a little Batman. You'd have to go all the way back to episode 2 of the Back in Time podcast to find our last Batman reference. What are you looking forward to here when we jump into a little bit of Returns?
Obviously, it's my Christopher Walken impression.
Very good.
I've been told it sounds like an impression of a good person doing an impression of Christopher Walken.
It's almost as good as your money pussy, Sean Connery.
That's just top notch, Kyle. So this is, you know, we're talking early 90s, we're Batman, we're building a universe, it's a DC movie, and we're just now cracking the nuts for what comic book movies would become.
You said nuts.
I did.
Okay. Salted?
Is there any other way?
Yeah. A little hairy.
Sweaty balls?
Yeah, we'll definitely get more into that as we chug along, but please take a little time out of your guys' listening to go ahead and hit that subscribe button to our show. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, CastBox, YouTube. Make sure you support the show. Drop us a 5-star rating. And that's going to help us continue to grow. Of course, you can follow us on social media at Back in Time Pod. I'm at KAutry29. Justin is burping at Unjust Justin. That might be the first time I've ever called you Justin on the show. That felt weird. I don't like it.
It's very odd. It's kind of like if we were in the middle of a threesome and then the woman didn't show up. And so we were just laying in bed awkwardly.
We'd continue to go, though. No, wait. No, there has to be a wistful. Wistful. So, what are your first memories of watching Batman Returns?
I know I saw this movie as a kid. I feel like I didn't see it in theaters. 1992, probably saw it on VHS at Aaron Liggett's house.
Okay.
If you're listening, Aaron, shout out to you. I still remember you and your family.
We've talked about the Liggetts before. I remember that name.
We have, yeah. Their house was house.
Okay.
So their house was behind ours. So we would just run across the alley to go play in their backyard. We used to play X-Men and Spider-Man and Aliens and, you know, all kinds of fun stuff.
You know, I had a neighbor growing up that my parents always called Alley Cat. Would you like to know why they called her Alley Cat?
I'm sorry, how old of a person are we talking?
She would have been in her 30s.
Oh, well, I can probably guess, but let's hear.
Apparently she got around. Yeah, I didn't know until I was like 20 years old, and I was like, hey, why do we call her Alley Cat again? And my dad's like, oh, let me tell you. So, yeah, a little disturbing. Used to babysit me.
So that's how you lost your B card.
I wish. Now, I think I actually watched this movie in theater. This came out one day before my 7th birthday. and I was a huge Batman fan. I gotta imagine my parents ponied up the dough, and we went to a Cinema 8, which used to be in the mall. Those were super cool. Yeah, a little candy, a little popcorn, a little soda pop, and yeah, kick back and watch a little Batman. I have to say I saw it in theaters.
Let me ask you if you remember this. Do you remember when in the 90s, when you would get a soda pop from a McDonald's or a theater and you would order a suicide?
I do not remember that.
You do not remember suicide?
Now, granted, I'm probably the plainest eater you've ever met up until I was like 18. I did not experiment with anything. I went to McDonald's, chicken nugget, fries, Coke, that's it.
That's all your explanation? There's no backbone to that?
No, I didn't even eat burgers at McDonald's. Only chicken.
For our younger audience listeners, for our normal audience listeners, the suicide was a drink where you would get a shot of everything in your cup.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Coke, Diet Coke, Mellow Yellow, Sprite, lemonade, orange, purple, everything. Purple. Just fill it up. It's a suicide.
That's cool. I don't think the name would fly anymore.
Oh, no.
At a restaurant, but I do a version of that. If I get a drink from like the gas station, I'll go half Diet Coke, real cherry Coke. It's amazing.
I think that's called diabetes.
Oh yeah, for sure. I got diagnosed last week.
Oh.
No, well, I'm on insulin shots. No, I'm kidding. They haven't diagnosed me yet. But that doesn't mean I don't have it.
Spoiler alert.
Now, let's go ahead and fire up the trailer. If you're by a computer, you have access to it. Let's get on to YouTube, pull it up in the old app, type in Batman Returns trailer, and you're going to be looking for the one titled Batman Returns 1992 Official Theatrical Trailer HD. 1.1 million views uploaded by the Ultimate Bat Channel. Shout out to the Ultimate Bat Channel. I'll give a 3, 2, 1 click countdown, and we can watch this thing together. JD, are you ready?
I'm wearing pants, so I can't really be any more ready.
Let's do
it. No, I'm wearing shorts, but you get the drift.
Yeah.
Or do you?
Nah. You lost me. 3, 2, 1 click.
From the sewers of Gotham, a new villain emerges.
You didn't invite me, so I crashed!
From the rooftops of Gotham, the perfect enemy comes to life. Save this city is a creature of the night.
Hey, Stud, I thought we had something together.
We do.
While she craves a romance she can sink her claws into,
you can't know to a girl.
He plots a foul reign of destruction.
My dear penguins, thanks to Batman, the time has come to punish all
you missed. looms its greatest hero.
Okay, JD, start us off. What do you think of the trailer?
That's a pretty freaking fantastic trailer. I loved everything about it. I love the way that they separated the characters, their different motivations, and how they were going to come together to create this bigger set piece of an action story. It's a little odd, you know, we're in the realm of Avengers Endgame, the defining probably movie of a generation. And to see how comic book and superhero movies were treated on such a smaller scale, you know, to be restricted only to Gotham City, it's very fascinating. Like, I just don't feel the stakes that I get from a modern superhero movie.
Okay.
So it's a little hard to watch this trailer and wrap my mind around why I should necessarily give as much of a damn as I would in 2019.
I have to say, like, I was just immersed in this trailer. Like, I loved it from start to finish. Right away, they've got an updated score that sounds amazing. We get introduced to Danny DeVito as the Penguin, who I just love this character. Michelle Pfeiffer could not have been better looking in 1992, and she's amazing as Catwoman. And yeah, I love the entire trailer. I get your point to a certain extent. I'm not the biggest Avengers fan, to be honest. So, you know, I like that they aren't in one giant set piece, but then a part of me also likes the idea of being in one giant set piece. So a little bit torn on that side of things.
Yeah, I'm not poo-pooing it at all. I'm just, you know, comparatively, you know, getting gung-ho over like two entirely different kinds of movies, obviously, with Avengers being, you know, the giant elephant in the room for anybody that's seen it or hasn't seen it, and then Batman Returns. And the last time I saw Batman Returns, I watched it in Spanish. Dead serious.
Yeah.
I'm excited to watch it because it's such a gritty, atmospheric movie with some of the greatest actors in the world.
Yeah, no, I have to say that this gets me really excited to watch the movie. I'm also, you know, speaking of Batman, I know just within the last couple weeks, when this episode comes out, we got the first teaser trailer for the Joker that I'm also really excited about. And yeah, this just puts me in the Batman mood. I'm back. DC's got me. Until I rewatch Batman vs. Superman, then I'm out.
Ugh, couldn't even finish that movie.
All right, well, let's dive into some of the box office numbers. Again, Batman Returns debuted June 19th, 1992. For those of you who care, my birthday's on the 20th. No big deal. Send me some gifts, whatever. The film was distributed by Warner Brothers with a runtime of 126 minutes and a production budget of a cool $80 million. Opening weekend, Batman Returns killed it at the box office, bringing in $45.6 million and would repeat as the number one box office in week two with another $25.4 million. So 10-day total, $96.7 million. JD, thoughts on the first 10 days?
That is a spicy mother effing meatball, and I only guarantee we add more oregano and maybe some red pepper flakes to it. It gets hotter.
I like where you're at. Now, let's talk about Schoolyard Effect. Do you think it was in play?
Oh, yes.
Of course, yeah. 6 weeks in the top 10, and they would go on to gross domestically $162,831,698 in the U.S. and another $103,990,656 internationally, which brought the worldwide total to $266,822,354. We go into Sizzler. That's a huge, huge movie. JD, thoughts on the final box office numbers there?
Oh, you can supersize your order with that return.
That annoys me. Do you know, why can't you supersize your order anymore?
I loved in the 90s saying, let me get a cheeseburger and supersize that bitch. Bitch?
Let's be honest, it was more like, let me get a supersize and a supersize Coke. Because you're going through puberty.
Yeah, but I probably ordered a root beer.
Okay, you're a root beer guy. Yeah, it makes sense. That adds up. There's only two movies that beat out Batman Returns in the 1992 box office. Would you like to take a stab at either of those two movies?
Waterworld and Dances with Wolves.
Okay, not even the right year. I'll give you a little hint here. We have talked about the upcoming reboot, and we're not positive. Will Smith.
You're making me be serious. Will Smith in 1992?
No. The reboot. Big Blue Booger.
Oh, Aladdin.
There you go.
I thought you were saying he was in the 1992 version.
He probably was in something in 92, but he was not in the top box office. It was Aladdin, the number one movie in the entire United States, $217 million domestically. Number two movie, future episode, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Damn straight.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a little crazy that Home Alone 2 beat out Batman Returns. I would not have picked that. But Macaulay Culkin was huge then. Now, let's go through the top 10 movies of the week for June 19th, 1992. Number one, of course, Batman Returns. Number two, Sister Act. Number three, Patriot Games. Number four, House Sitter. Number five, Lethal Weapon 3. Number six, Far and Away. Number seven, Encino Man. Number eight, Alien 3. Number nine, Class Act. And number 10, Basic Instinct. JD, what do you think about the top 10?
Do you think we'll ever get to Class Act?
I don't think we will, if I'm being honest with you. But
have you ever seen Class Act? Be honest.
Yes. No, I've seen Class Act.
I loved Class Act when I was a kid. I don't know why. There was something about Kid and Play and their dynamic and everything that they had to do on the screen. And their I'm a Class Act fan.
Plus the hair, man. My God. I actually saw a photo of him recently, and it was like Father Time just being a motherfucker. It was a photo of him next to like his Class Act photo, and it was just his hair was like all shitty. I'm like, oh, no. Why so him?
Like seeing Bam Bam Bigelow for Major Payne versus him now.
Like seeing him now, yeah. Oh, that's awful. Come on. A little class, buddy.
Sorry. Major Payne in our archives.
Now, a couple of these movies were like top movies in 1992. Sister Act, I know I kind of off air, I laughed about it a little bit. Sister Act was the sixth highest grossing movie in 1992. Pulled in $140 million.
That movie was amazing.
Yeah. House Sitter was in the top 25. Lethal Weapon 3 was number 4, right behind Batman Begins. Surprisingly,
Batman Returns.
Alien 3, not great. Yeah, Batman Returns, sorry. And Basic Instinct was number 9, so I mean, it's got some pretty high movies on the list. Now, I will ask you this. Do you think we'll ever get to Encino Man after you didn't like the last Pauly Shore movie we did?
Oh, guaranteed. Encino Man was one of my top picks.
Okay,
when
good.
When we did the Pauly Shore poll,
good.
Encino Man, Sean Astin.
Brendan Fraser.
It's a fantastic movie. It needs to happen.
Okay. Well, I feel good about that. Man, a lot of good movies in 92. Candyman in our archives. Fern Gully. I mean, come on. Three Ninjas. Mo Money. Passenger 57. Beethoven. We got to talk Beethoven.
Was that Richard Kind?
Yeah. White Man Can't Jump. That's got to be a future episode.
Oh, that's a done future episode.
Ooh, A League of Their Own. There you go.
That's a 92 is a tough year for movies.
Yeah, I'd like to go in the old DeLorean and go back to 92 and just watch some of these movies here.
Yeah, you'd probably go beak off as well.
Not at 7. I mean, come on. First Bam Bam, now you're talking about me beaking off at 7?
Well, okay, so let's practically, you got the DeLorean, you travel back, do you become a 7-year-old or are you 30?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I'd still be a 30. Yeah, I'd definitely beak off. No, wait.
Do you remember the 1992 Summer Olympics basketball 7-Eleven had those chloroform, whatever, those sticky, they had a court, you got the players from the cups and you put them on.
Yeah.
Dream team.
Yeah, I sure do. Now, do you remember any of the Batman McDonald's toys?
I think Joker, or not Joker, shit. I think Penguin was in a giant duck in one of them.
There you go.
That's the only one I remember, because
yeah,
Penguin.
I just found a trailer on. Let's talk about the critic and audience response. We're going to use Rotten Tomatoes to kind of gauge how the critics received Batman Returns. JD, take a stab at it. How do you think they received the movie?
Okay, audience, bear with me. We did the original Batman movie. We had a different format for the show.
We did.
Necessarily remember what the score was. Can you pull up the score for the original for me so I can have like a frame of reference?
That's fair. Okay, here we go. So Batman, the original from 1989, received very good reviews that I will be able to see in 1 second. So the original scored 71% fresh from critics, 84% audience.
Okay. 74?
71 and 84.
71. Oh, yeah. There's my dyslexia kicking in. Okay, 71%. So, and that was 88?
That was 89, and then Batman Returns, 90.
71%, 89. We're looking at a three-year difference. We're looking at an improvement, I'm assuming, in budget. Michael Keaton's returning. Jack Nicholson was delicious, obviously, as the Joker. Kim Basinger and...
I think it's more proper for you to call her delicious, but continue.
Oh, yeah. Potato penis. We're really upping the ante here. So the first movie was a success. We're looking at a crowd that got to see Michael Keaton as Batman, and there was backlash over seeing him. And then seeing what he did, obviously people came out and said, like, hey, this isn't too bad. He's a good Bruce Wayne. We are introducing two villains here, which is kind of a trope for modern comic book movies to, you know, overbook their villains. I mean, typically speaking, most movies have two, at least one major, one minor. But you have Danny DeVito, and you have Michelle Pfeiffer, and you have Christopher Walken as like a third lower level Gotham thug. And we even have Harvey Dent.
Harvey Dent does make a return.
Yes. I mean, everything about this movie, I feel, clicks and checks all the boxes for the extreme viewer as well as the critic, because it's a creepy movie. The whole scene when they're kidnapping the firstborn, it's just very unsettling. Danny DeVito's portrayal is fantastic. Pfeiffer is just, you know, I was going to do that, but we could do it together. 1, 2, 3. I don't know that I've ever done that with another man before. I don't know. I really feel like the critics at the time came out to bat and looked at this movie very favorably for everything that Burton did. I want to say 88%.
Okay, so you think it actually went up? I do.
I think the universe accepted the upgrades and Gotham City, and I feel like this really just transformed everything in Great America's Batman rides. And
you, sir, would be correct. The rating did go up from the original to 80%, but the audience response dropped down, so they almost flip-flopped. Critics, 80%, audience, 73%. The original, 71 and 84.
So, see, that really surprises me. I thought the audience response would have been in the 90s.
See, I would think that too, but I've heard a lot of hate over the years for Batman Returns from like the old online message boards on IMDb, which I miss. There was a little bit of hate for Batman Returns.
I find that very fascinating. I would have thought the hate wouldn't have come in until number three.
You would think, right?
I'm sure it did. there's more hate.
If we ever get to it, which it feels like we almost have to, I would imagine the response was not good. But we will eventually get to it. I'm actually looking it up now. Oh, dear God.
Don't even say that. Do not spoil it for me.
You will remember.
By my gut.
You couldn't even remember that we did the original Batman on the show. You're like, did we do Batman?
No, I'm kidding. You son of a bitch bastard.
Well, let's hear from a couple of the critics here. Dave Kerr of the Chicago Tribune gave the film 3 out of 4 stars and said there are flashes of commercially oriented action and humor, but the overall feeling is one of a languid depression sprung straight from the heart of its author. I don't know quite what he's trying to say. I don't speak big words. JD, use your college degree. What's he saying?
To me, I sort of take my fancy college degree and apply it to that and say that this is a movie that is dark. It comes from a place of pain and fright, but it does so in order to sell McDonald's cups and toys.
I bought them.
Yep. Everybody did.
Loved them. Roger Ebert from the Chicago Sun-Times was critical and said, odd and sad, but not exhilarating. Just when you think we have him figured out, he does this.
Odd and sad, I would agree. I mean, that's kind of Tim Burton's, you know, entire career summed up. Everything from Edward Scissorhands to Willy Wonka.
Yeah, a lot of pale faces, a lot of sadness.
I don't take that as a negative necessarily. I feel that maybe this film was a product of its own time and wasn't necessarily ready to be accepted by audiences, especially higher tiered eggheads like Ebert was, and fantastic as he was. I mean, he was just, I feel like that's sort of dismissing the purpose and premise of the movie too adolescently.
Okay. And I've got one more. Desan Thomas of the Washington Post was very positive and said, comes closer than ever to Bob Kane's dark original strip, which began in 1939.
Being that Batman and DC is second place to me, obviously I favor X-Men. I favor then second place Avengers. I love Superman. Love then Batman, so I guess fourth place. Not good at ranking. I would be such a horrible judge at a track meet. You all win gold. this movie that sort of elevates a lot of what the original did and roots it into the grittiness and the anti-hero that Batman gets acclaimed for a lot. And it sort of really puts an emphasis on his villains and puts a spotlight on him. Because, like, you know, much like Spider-Man, Batman is as popular as his villains are. And you can't have Batman without Arkham Asylum. You can't have Batman without Joker escaping, without Two-Face, without Mr. Freeze. You know, all of what Batman, he can't exist without this evil. And so I think that's a really poignant statement that says we're getting close to the original of, and especially from the time frame that, you know, we're rewinding to when Kane originally wrote these. It's just, it's good versus evil. And to me, and, you know, as we've discussed, I don't like the newer Batman movies. I like the original series much better. I think that rings true.
What are you looking forward to most when we get into the full review?
But you know, it's my Christopher Walken impression.
One more time.
Oh, Batman, you... are you thirsty? Maybe Sprite, Diet Coke. I don't know.
God, when you said Batman and you held out the N, I about spit my drink out if I would have had some in my mouth. Oh, that was great. As always, make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, CastBox, YouTube. Remember to rate, review as well. We're on Facebook. We are on Twitter at Back in Time Pod, Instagram. You can follow us on the web at backintimepod.wordpress.com. That has all of our shows archived in there that you can go back and listen to anytime you want. You can also email us ideas at backintimepodcast@gmail.com. But for now, it's time to climb back into the Batmobile, punch in today's date, and return back to present day. We'll be back in a few days. See ya.
Oh, you like McDonald's, Burger King better.